Well, good morning. It is December the 19th, and here we go. You know what? I'm going to start with a confession. I talked to John David Walt before I started recording these, and JD, who is a dear friend, said, you know, Mark, you don't have to sing a hymn. So I, okay, well, I'm not going to sing a hymn, but I have noticed that there are some that are missing a hymn. So here's what we're going to do. December the 19th, we're moving up. Christmas Eve is approaching. So why don't we do this? I'm going to end over the next 6 days with a stanza, a verse from our great Redeemer's praise, number 162, O come, Emmanuel. So today I'll end this wake-up call with verse number one, and then tomorrow, verse two. So I just, you know, with the anticipation of Christmas coming, that is where we're going to head. Excited about it. Today's entry is titled, The Wonder in the Working. Here is our scripture for today. It's Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Consider this. When I originally wrote this particular devotion, there was a short viral video that was making the rounds on the internet that honestly, I believe, has the makings of childlike wonder written all over it. The video shows 6-year-old little Milo from the UK. He's sitting in the back seat of his mother's car, and apparently he had just gotten out of school and could not wait to share with her the part that he had been given in the school's nativity play. Guess what I am for the nativity, Milo exclaims. I'm a classic one. Well, his mother pauses for a moment and then responds, Joseph? No, says Milo. One of the wise men, perhaps, his mother replies. Again, Milo shakes his head and gives a no with a smile. Well, Milo's mother, fresh out of guesses, says, you're just going to have to tell me. And that's when little Milo's face lights up and he says, I'm door holder number 3. I'll be holding doors. Incredible. I'm certain the video is viral because that's not the answer you would have expected. But wait, it gets better. The next part, honestly, is my favorite. When Milo's mother asked him what he did when he found out about the role, he simply said to himself, I'm a door holder. Get in there. Let's go. Yes. Milo may not have gotten the part that he might have expected, but if he did want another role, you'd never know it. He was just thrilled to play a part. And even as door holder number 3, he was gonna get in there and hold that door like no one had ever held a door before. I wonder, would our lives look any different if we approach this day with that kind of childlike wonder? You know, I love the way Eugene Peterson translates what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Taken from the Message translation, he said this, here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work and walking around life and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Paul to the early church was simply saying, that we should keep our eyes open and our hands open to what God may be doing in and through us every single day. What a reminder to know that worship is not just something we attend. Worship is a lifestyle. Today, we move back into Luke's gospel, and we take a closer look at some other people found in the nativity scene that perhaps didn't see themselves as key players in God's greater story. Let's look at the shepherds. Now, to understand the shepherds of Jesus' day, it helps to see them from a first century perspective. Shepherds were the bottom of the social ladder. They were mostly uneducated and oftentimes considered as dishonest, unreliable, and unsavory characters. At least that was the perception of the religious leaders of the day. One more occupational hazard that came with the job of tending the sheep, they weren't allowed in the temple. Sheep required care 7 days a week, so think about it. Unable to abide by the man-made Sabbath regulations, shepherds were considered by the religious leaders of the day to be ceremonially unclean. Therefore, keeping them from ever entering into the temple. So just take that in for a moment. They had a job. They did it dutifully, but amidst it all, they were overlooked, unseen, and the church had no place for them because of the nature of their dirty job. Yet, the shepherds were seen, and to them, God would reveal the news of his son coming into our world and story, who would be for us all the good shepherd, John 10:11, and whose name would be the name above all names, Philippians 2:9. That, my friends, is the good news of the gospel. This is the God that we worship. So let me just say this to you, listener. Perhaps you feel unseen, overlooked, and stained from whatever sin that's still sticking to you, or maybe you've been given a label from the world. Hear this. You have value. You are not only seen by the creator of the universe, but my friend, you are loved as well. Today, let's take a note from Milo. Get in there. Let's go. Yes. Let's pray. Gracious God, today we say thank you. Just as you saw and used shepherds then, may we remember that you not only see us today, but you also value us regardless of the state of our circumstances. So may we hold to beauty found in this truth that intersects with our lives today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Your questions to ponder today. Do you have anything in common with the shepherds? And how about this one? Where is the hope found in this story for each of us today? All right, let's just sing one verse of O Come, Emmanuel, and sing it out wherever you are. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.